Yeah, first time.
How's it feeling?
Not very good.
Despite the outcome, how did you feel you did
today? I thought I did pretty well. There's obviously a lot of room for improvement, a lot of things I'd like to do differently. Just went out there and tried to do what I could to help this team.
When did you know you were going to go in?
When we were standing on the sideline right before I went in, they told me Alex wasn't going to go, and I was up.
So, you know, they didn't tell you when he went to the bench?
No.
Right before the he went, right?
Yeah.
Collins seemed to, it took you a little while to get in the flow of the game, and then once the fourth quarter hit, everything seemed to be again to you, or how did that go in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it did take me a little bit to get in the flow of the game. I mean, from there, I felt comfortable with everything that we were doing.
That pass to Kyle at the end of regulation, was he just not paying attention? How do you?
We were trying to get a quick pass to him, see if he could get in the end zone. If he couldn't, we had to get out of bounds. It was kind of a him or nothing throw because we didn't want to get tackled in bounds, have a clock run out.
Purposely incompleted, or were you trying?
I was just getting it out of my hands because of the look they have.
At what point did it dawn on you guys in overtime that a tie was possible?
I think when our defense went back out there with, I think it was a minute something left, we kind of realized that was a possibility.
Colin, you can always make things happen with your legs, but were some of those runs by design, or were you just freelancing? Because there were a number of times it looked like your receivers were pretty well covered, and something happened.
A couple of the runs were designed. A couple were just scrambles. I mean, our offensive line did a great job protecting, opened up running lanes in some of the passing games, so just try to take advantage of it.
Did you talk to Alex? How's he?
Yeah, he seems all right. I mean, obviously a little shaken up, but seems okay.
And what'd you learn today?
Just have to compete, got to be better.
When you take over with a minute left, down by three, what's the mindset as far as, you know, a field goal will take it to overtime, but you know, if you want to score a touchdown, how do you balance that as far as taking chances, but yet making sure you're secure enough in getting the field goal?
Well, I mean, that's exactly what you want to do. You want to take your chances, but be smart about it. Obviously, you don't want to turn the ball over or anything like that, but you have to make your plays downfield to get in field goal range.
Colin, you scrambled a couple of times and took some hits. I mean, were you aware that you were it? There's no, you didn't have a backup?
Yeah, but I mean, I've never been one to kind of play with a conscience like that. I'm going out there to try to make a play and try to win a game.
And since nobody knows with a concussion how long it'll be, you know, it'll be a day-to-day thing, are you comfortable taking the team into Monday night if need be? And
very comfortable.
Are you willing to tell us a secret who your backup would have been?
I'm not sure who it would have been.
On that end of regulation pass to Kyle Williams, like you said, you wanted to get out of the body. Was he your number one read, or were you looking to see where Moss or what they were doing?
That was kind of an all or nothing play. We got a bad look, so it was kind of throw it away.
You just to go in there and, you know, pick up a play, you know, when somebody's gotten hurt, you know, quarterback or any other position.
What?
Have you ever been told, you know, any aspect of your or any level of your football career to just go in there and back somebody up, you know, just get in there and...
Yeah, that's how I started to get my starting job in college.
Colin, you've been involved in some crazy games in college, I'm sure. Was this kind of remind you of one of those games?
A little bit with the way it ended. I mean, obviously you don't want a game to end in a tie. I've never been a part of one. It's a different feeling.
What do you think was your best throw?
Best throw. I would say probably either my outside throw to Crab or the one over the middle to Vernon. Thought I was still in the pocket pretty well. Took a hit and we got a completion.
You know how you got put into position to play quarterback in Nevada? You know, you said just like second time around.
Our quarterback had an ankle injury.
Yeah.